It is the second biggest international assembly after the United Nations. Since its establishment in 1961, the Non-Aligned Movement has constantly stressed on its main principles that include non-reliance on superpowers and stronger economic and political ties between the member states. But the question is how far the Non-Aligned Movement countries have been able to go in terms of fulfilling and implementing their goals for the past five decades. Some believe that the chairmanship of Iran as one of the strongest and most influential countries in the Middle East could make a difference. Demanding more action rather than words. On Sunday's gathering of senior NAM experts, Iran's foreign minister clarified his country's position on a number of global issues. In a part of his speech, Ali Akbar Salehi demanded reforms in the United Nations. He called for fundamental changes in the structure of the UN Security Council, opposing monopoly over veto power, which serves as an exclusive right for certain UN members. Some experts believe that now is the time for the NAM to get its voice heard.
The center of democracy in the UN system is the General Assembly, where we have 193 members and there is no veto power. So we would like really to see a shift in the decision-making process in the UN system to be in the General Assembly, where the large countries, the medium-sized countries, and the small countries would be treated equally.
Some NAM members strongly believe that despite the dispersion of its members worldwide and the challenges facing the movement, the NAM still carries a lot of weight. What it needs are key players who could encourage member states to join for more unified action against issues like regional conflicts, poverty, and dominance of wealthier countries on global politics.
Avoiding unilateral action, collaboration amongst countries, finding solutions, common solutions to common problems, which is why we like the theme that Iran has chosen for the NAM conference.
Iran says that during its presidency of the Non-Aligned Movement, it will do its best to take the NAM a step closer to its goals. But Iran itself faces some challenges. The Islamic Republic is currently facing unilateral sanctions by the US and EU and military threats by Israel over its nuclear energy program. Iran's deputy foreign minister says that such pressures to isolate Iran from playing its role in leading the NAM until 2015 are futile.
Our question would be, who is going to be against peace? And who defy the peaceful activity? So they have to identify themselves. Our movement will be a march towards peace, prosperity, and stability. And in doing so, we will surely consult with our friends.
The Non-Aligned Movement represents nearly two-thirds of the UN members and about 55% of the global population. The 16th NAM Summit will be held in Tehran next Thursday as heads of states and representatives of the 120-member organization join to transfer the three-year rotational presidency of the Assembly from Egypt to Iran. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.